Good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for being with us. My name is Ed Montgomery. Wear a hat for the president of the Philadelphia Phillies, but I'm here today as the chairman of the Philadelphia Sports Congress. It's my honor to be joined by Mayor Nutter, Joe Banner, president of the Philadelphia Eagles, and Nick Sakevich, who is the CEO of the Philadelphia Union. We're here today to inform you all of a couple of things. One, of the status thus far of the World Cup coming to Philadelphia, and two, recognition of both the governor and our mayor as honorary co-chairs of this effort. And let me start by first of all thanking the people who have worked so hard for so long to bring this effort to where we are today. First of all, would be the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Secondly, the city's cooperation has been enormous. The Philadelphia Eagles, that they certainly are instrumental in this in providing an outstanding site in Lincoln Financial Field for this effort. The Philadelphia Union, our new brethren in town, who actually I think it's very fortuitous that we're putting this bid together at a point in time when we have the energy associated with their new franchise. Eastern Pennsylvania Youth Soccer Association has been also very, very involved. And of course, the Sports Congress. And the Sports Congress, as you all know, is a division of the Philadelphia Visitors Convention Bureau. We're pleased to have the distinguished Tom Muldoon in our midst today representing the Bureau. And a special thanks to its chair, Nick Benedictus. Just quickly, a little bit about the status of the effort thus far. Believe it or not, there have already been two cuts for the cities that would be participating. This would be either in the World Cup in either 2018 or 2022. Interestingly enough, they're both going to be announced at the same time. And that announcement, the selection, will take place probably a year from now. And the U.S. will put forward its final bid this coming spring. In the meantime, the field has been reduced from 58 original cities that applied down to 27, and we have one more cut coming up in the next month or so. You're going to hear a little bit about the effort to make sure that Philadelphia is certainly a finalist in one of the 18 cities that would be advanced from the 27 that exist today. One other mention would be to Bill Hankowski of Liberty Property Trust. Bill has certainly provided outstanding leadership to the project thus far. And now to talk a little bit about soccer and provide a few more details, I'd like to welcome up Nick to go out to you. Nick.
Thank you, Dave. Just want to take a moment to recognize a few people in the room. Chris Branscombe, the CEO of EPUSA, welcome. Bob McDade, who's the president of the EPUSA, one of the largest youth soccer associations in the country with 300,000 registered participants. Brian James, the president of the Sons of Den, who's also agreed to join the committees here as well, and he now presides over 5,000 members, registered members of the Sons of Den. We think it's probably the largest or the second largest fan club in MLS. We still haven't signed our first player. So we're pretty excited about that. This process is fantastic, and it's not just about 2018 and getting 2022. It is about that. That's a long way away. But if we're successful in achieving this, it's really the lead up. It's the lead up to the games. It's everything that happens year to year. It's the international games that we'll be privy to in this marketplace, being the host city, leading all the way up. So it's not just about the big games, and clearly the World Cup is by far the most viewed and most participated event in the world, with an audience of close to 30 billion people. But it's all those games and all the lead up that also brings incredible value to the area. And so we're very excited and very thankful for the participation from everybody in this marketplace. Just a few facts to the media and some of the guests here about the Philadelphia market. We've, for forever, wanted to bring Major League Soccer from our inception 15 years ago, wanted to bring Major League Soccer to the Philadelphia market. We knew it was a great soccer market. We knew we were going to be successful here. For a variety of reasons, we just this year did a study, an independent study, and measured the market at 7 million people. Of those 7 million, 59% consider themselves soccer fans. 26% consider themselves avid soccer fans. And so this market is a soccer market, and the union has seen that in a big way. I'm hesitant to say, but we are right now having a love affair with this marketplace in terms of the soccer turnout. We've got on our way to 10,000 season ticket holders. We've been received by the media. We've really had a great time here. I imagine that love affair will end as soon as we get our first losing streak, which is it's been really amazing, and the public participation here has been incredible. With Governor Rendell's vision and leadership, and Mayor Nutter's vision and leadership of the waterfront in Chester, right now we've got about 600 workers down there building $80 million worth of road work and $100 million worth of stadium. We're going to open our stadium next year. In preparation for the 2010 season. It's a 20,000 seat, state-of-the-art, beautiful soccer-specific stadium. They'll have some other events in it, but primarily the home of the union. And that whole project down there is just revitalizing an area that's been neglected. And it's through the leadership of the political body that has come together that has enabled that to happen. And it's been an extraordinary experience and on budget funding. So we're pretty excited about that. Last week, Wednesday, a bunch of us went out and gave our presentations to the U.S. Organizing Committee. That went extremely well. The initial feedback is stadium's great, the city's great, the soccer market's great, there's an MLS team in town. It's gonna be hard to not award Philadelphia host city status. That's the mission we went up there with, and I believe we succeeded in that mission. The Eagles organization has been phenomenal to work with in this process. Larry Neagle and the Sports Congress folks and Jess have been phenomenal. And Erica Taylor's from the mayor's office. And I thought we put on a great show up there. It really represented Philadelphia in the first class way. So Philly is becoming a soccer city. And actually, it was a soccer city. It's just was sleeping for a long time. And now there's an MLS team coming. We're active in the World Cup with our partnership with the Eagles. We're going to be bringing big international games here to Lincoln Financial, as well as our stadium in Chester. And it's a very exciting time to be a soccer fan in the marketplace, especially with your son's Ben members. So I want to just thank everyone for their support. It's been tremendous for the sport of soccer, and I think it's going to be tremendous for the area and the uniqueness that soccer brings. Special quality that will bring Philadelphia is its international appeal. Football, international football, soccer is a language that is spoken by every country in the world. And now as the light will shine on Philadelphia as we go through this big process, as we do the international games we're going to do here, as the union kicks off, Philadelphia will now become an international soccer destination, which is unique. It's something different that we bring to the area. So thank you very much. With that, I want to introduce the president of the Philadelphia Eagles and our partner, Joe Banner.
The Eagles should be able to guarantee that it's true. I'm going to lose this straight for a while. Yeah. Anyway, I just want to tell you how pleased we are to work in partnership with everybody on this event. We're committed to not only securing this event, but all the ideas and big suggestions, things that can happen between now and then, including international events, part of a very good reputation in the marketplace, and Lincoln Financial Field in particular is a place that's had very good experience, and very good feedback, all the participants of the soccer events we've had there. One interesting side note is a very good part of the presentation we've made that's gotten the bid to proceed at hand, is a major focus on sustainability. The selection committee has, and really the vision of the governor and the mayor on taking the state of the city, making priority for going green. The Eagles longstanding campaign for Go Green and some of the national and international events the awards we won for that campaign, and the participation of Phillies in supporting the effort throughout the city of creating these large environmentally friendly buildings. This is a huge issue in the selection committee's process and will be going forward. And we are, between the teams and the state and the city, a highly visible international leader in the sustainability effort for all of that. Nick mentioned the opportunity here for soccer. We do have a partnership with them and are already working on the possibility and initiatives to make this a destination for all the international soccer events. The soccer teams are looking for a place, but we know they have a population interested in soccer and the facilities and the support of the community to bring those to this community. It's my honor, as we've mentioned, to announce the two lead co-chairs for this event who have already been very supportive and I think will be crucial in our success in this endeavor. The co-chair, the Honorable Governor Rendell, and the Honorable Mayor Michael Nutter.
Just like some of you may recall that we had the opportunity to put one last player in the All-Star game, and that was for us, David Arena. Philadelphia has responded tremendously. I have voted more than a couple times, and this is the opportunity to do that again. So we want to encourage everyone, try not to get yourself in trouble at work or in some other locales. But when you're not doing your job, BlackBerry, iPhone, laptop, sitting at the desk, information, whatever it is that you have to do, you want to hop on gousabid.com. Some of you I know are very technologically savvy. You can probably do it right now on BlackBerry, iPhone, or something like that. Sign the petition. I want to encourage all Philadelphians to go to that site at least 3 times a day. Once before you go on to work, once at lunch, and certainly once at dinner time, and then your fourth, right before you go to bed. Just go to gousabid.com, make it a normal part of your daily routine, and let's make sure that folks know that we're serious about getting this bid. You have a lot of fun, but this will be also a very serious moment for the city. So go on that site, sign the petition, and let's bring World Soccer to Philadelphia. Thank you very much.